They're here this evening here at the Beacon to answer your questions. I'll start.
Okay.
Guess who we're bringing out first? The Giants' first round draft pick, Saquon Barkley.
How about we bring in the big boys? Second round draft pick out of UTEP, Will Hernandez.
I know you all love that defense. It's taken in the third round out of the University of Georgia, Lorenzo Carter.
What's up, my man? Part of that big NC State D-line, let's welcome B.J. Hill.
Hey, how are you?
Selected in the fourth round from Richmond, quarterback Kyle Laletta.
Last but not least, out of Miami, he's not wearing the turnover chain. Let's bring in R.J. Humphreys.
So, how are you?
A little chill.
All right, fellas. So, we'll just go right down the line. What's it like being in an NFL locker room after all this run-up to the draft and all the preparation and all the ESPN and NFL Network, this, that, and the other thing? Now you're finally here. What's it been like for each of you?
Yeah, it's been amazing. You know, it's everything you dreamed of. You worked so hard since you were a little kid. I'm pretty sure we all started playing football around the age of 8, 9 or whatever. And you're finally here. You put in so much work, and obviously, like you said, the recruiting process for the draft and the combine, and to actually get in the locker room and to be a New York Giant. You know, New York Giants is the best franchise in the NFL.
You got McIntosh, Carter, and Hill all sitting together. What is this? The offense on one side, the defense on the other. What are we sitting in the team meeting room? You know, what would you guys say was the biggest eye opener or experience that you've had so far with a veteran right now on the team?
For me personally, just learning from the guys, just going out to practice each day, that just picking up, even if it's a little small thing with foot placement, just learning where to put your hands and put your eyes. It's just everybody's been so welcoming, just trying to help me be a better player, become more of an NFL player, and I mean, it's amazing.
Yeah, for me it was, you know, for when I first came on my visit, they took me into the cafeteria. Of course, they took me to the cafeteria right away, right? And I saw Eli Manning in there. He was eating, and I was just like, wow, like that's Eli Manning. And then I thought to myself, I'm like, whoa, you know what? You might be blocking for him shortly. And so that was the biggest eye opener for me. And then of course, having Nate Solder right beside me right now, learning so much from him from the first day.
How about you, BJ?
It's just amazing to be here, especially learning from the vets. It's like Snacks, one of the best defensive tackles in the NFL. Just coming to work with him every day and learning from him is awesome.
Kyle, obviously, you know, you get to sit in the quarterback room with a guy that's been there, done that, you know, two-time Super Bowl MVP. What's it been like working with Eli?
It's been great. Eli's an awesome guy. He's a genuinely, you know, down-to-earth person. And I think he helped me since day one. You know, he just welcomed me to the team, and he's just helped me along. And it's great just to kind of observe. You know, you don't really have to ask him questions. You just kind of sit and watch and just listen to him talk and just how he handles himself. But he's a great guy to learn from, and I can't wait to, you know, keep picking up as many things as I can from him.
What about you, RJ?
For me, you know, obviously I haven't been able to participate so far, but being in the meeting rooms with the guys, it's a lot different than college. But they all good people. They know what they're talking about. And just picking up different things from them. But like BJ said, Snacks, He's a real deal. But, yeah, that's all I picked up.
Hey, what was it like going to Yankee Stadium? You guys enjoy that?
I think I was a little more nervous.
Growing up, players that you would like to emulate as an NFL player?
Yeah, mine's obviously I wasn't able to watch this guy play, but growing up, people say when I was a little kid, I used to run to the left, run to the right, and they'd just be like, "Oh, you run like Barry Sanders," and I would ask my dad, and like, "Who's Barry Sanders?" And then I was able to watch YouTube videos and watch highlight videos and videos of Barry Sanders, and just the way that he carried himself as a person on the field and off the field, is the type of person I want to try to be and the type of player I would like to be.
Holy crap, did he just make you feel old? I thought he was going to say, Walter Payton or something. He threw Barry Sanders at us having a YouTube.
So when I was in high school, I was very new to the game. I started my freshman year of high school ever playing football, ever watching it, even learning the sport of what it is within itself. And so my coaching staff was huge Pittsburgh fans. One of my O-line coach actually was straight from Pittsburgh, and so he mentioned them. He brought a lot of their O-linemen up all the time. He talked about them all the time. So, naturally I got sucked into the Pittsburgh Steelers offensive line, and a guy that I really liked from there, he's a little old school, but it was Alan Faneca.
Yeah.
Those two guys?
So for me, DeMarcus Ware growing up, just watching him come off the edge.
Of course. It's a cowboy. Let me tell you something. One of the nicest guys ever meet. If he was a Giant, you'd love him.
Exactly. but other players, just like Michael Strahan, OC.
The quick study.
But, yeah, just OC, just players that bring that juice off the edge. I just like watching them.
For me, I watch a lot of players. I don't have, my favorite. I watch a lot of film of different players, got a lot of different techniques and how they rush, how they stop the run and stuff like that. So I really don't have a favorite or anything like that.
For me, it's J.J. Watt. Yeah, the way he plays is different, man. He has a high motor. He's a great player, and that's who I wanted to model my game after.
How about you, Kyle?
For me, growing up, it was always Peyton Manning. I've always was a huge Peyton fan. I'm not just saying that, I promise. Believe me. But, no, I think just the way, you watch the way he works, and I think, one of the most important attributes of playing quarterback is being smart and understanding where to go with the ball. Nobody was better than Peyton with that. So, and then just watching, his personality is kind of infectious. And then, watching the few videos I've seen of him and Eli, they're pretty funny, some of those home videos. And but just comes from a good family, and it's kind of surreal now that, I'm here and being able to learn from a guy, that comes from that lineage. And Eli's obviously proven himself. So,
let's take some questions from Giants fans here, bottom right.
Hi, I'm Thomas Carr from Greenwich, Connecticut. I got a question for Saquon Barkley. Transitioning from Penn State to the New York Football Giants, what has the transitioning been? Have you gotten more reps out of the backfield? Have they put you at different positions you're maybe not used to?
No, I would say that I got to give a lot of credit to my coaches in college of preparing me for the NFL and being able to learn to try to become a versatile back and to be able to play out slot, play out wide, play out the backfield, do whatever it takes to help the team win. And that's helped me so far in OTAs. Obviously, I have a lot more to learn and a lot of improvement to grow. But I think so far I've been picking up the offense pretty good, and I've been very comfortable where Coach has put me.
Thank you very much.
Let's go bottom left here.
Hey, guys. I'm Corey Jason from Edison, New Jersey. And my question's for Kyle Aletta. What are some of the things you think you need to work on as a quarterback to possibly compete for the next franchise quarterback for the Giants?
That's a good question, Corey. there's a lot. I don't think, people say, is there one thing you can work on? And I'm a believer in, obviously you have your strengths and your weaknesses, but I think you know, even building upon your strengths and making them even, you know, better, you know, like accuracy and timing. You know, I think the key in the NFL, and I just kind of alluded, mentioned it, was you have to be smart. You have to understand defenses, and everything at this level is just a little bit faster and things happen quicker. You know, but like protections, you know, that's been one learning curve for me. The NFL protections are, you know, a little bit more in depth, a little more complex. So just kind of, you know, understanding the concepts and the defenses and you know, the different blitzes that they can show and understanding, hey, if they run this coverage, you know, this is where I'm going to go with the ball or this is what I'm going to be reading. But it's a work in progress, but that's the biggest thing is just knowing where to go with the football for now.
Let's go down here on the right. Thank you for the question.
I'm Matt from Long Island, New York. My question's for Will. Shout out, Long Island. Going into the draft, you had a lot of buzz that you were pretty one of the underrated linemen going into the draft. How does that motivate you going into practice just to be a better player and being stepping up as protecting one of the greatest quarterbacks and elite quarterbacks in the league?
Well, first of all, I mean, I'm very thankful with Giants for selecting me, and even though I was an underrated guard coming in,
I didn't mean any disrespect by that.
No.
Good follow-up.
You're right.
Very nice.
Yeah. No, but, you know, obviously I feel an incredible amount of, you know, that I owe them a lot. So the only way I know how to repay them is by giving them all I have on the field. You know, that's... That starts with getting used to things that I haven't been doing in college or things that I'm not used to doing, and doing them to the best of my ability. You know, coming out of college, I was labeled a mauler because, you know, our offense, we ran a lot of gap scheme. And, you know, the only thing I could tell you is if we did more inside-outside zone, they would have been saying that I was the best inside zone guard and not just a mauler. Right.
Up in the mezzanine, our next question. Mezzanine, right?
I'm Chris from Long Island, and I wondered what your guys' favorite teams were growing up.
Should I take this?
No, wait a second. No, right. Guys, this is okay. Because you haven't played yet a game for the Giants, so you have a one town hall amnesty. You can say whoever you want. Cowboys.
My favorite team growing up was the New York Jets. So.
Hey. That's not fair. We said they could be honest. And he went from rooting for the JV to the varsity now. He went from the JV Jets, now he's on the varsity. Will?
My favorite team starting high school was, you know, and I blame my high school offensive line coach for this. It was Pittsburgh Steelers.
Okay. Come on, Renzo, you can say it.
All right, so, I mean... Y'all got the best of us, but like when growing up, I was a Patriots fan. So.
Wait a second, hold on.
We got no hard feelings.
Like,
we want two of them.
He's got two rings on right
We're
now.
Good.
That beat the Patriots.
We're good.
Okay. 18-1. Remember that? Come on, you can say it.
All right. Just forgive me, okay? Just forgive me. I grew up. You know what?
You can say
I grew up a Giants fan. That's all I'm going to say.
Me too.
Oh.
You got two more?
Me? Come on, Kyle. Go ahead.
I was a Dallas Cowboys fan. I grew up.
Listen, this is the one time they can admit it, Kyle.
Yeah. I don't know. Well... Grew up outside of Philadelphia. But hey, I'll say this. NFC East, the Cowboys were the most hated team in the NFC East by far. That's all I'll say.
That's pretty good.
That's good.
Well, you were a Bears fan.
I was a Chicago Bears fan until April 26th, 2003, fifth round, 160.
There you go.
Here we are.
Ladies and gentlemen, the 2018 New York Football Giants draft. Guys, thank you.